No, I mean I like a waffle, but I feel like a good pancake is better than a good waffle.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
See that face?
Oh, there it is.
How you doing, man?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Man, I appreciate it so much. So, leading up to this album, what's the emotions you have like leading up to an album? Third album, is it like are you nervous or excited? I mean, you've already got a song that went number one. That's got to knock some of the nervousness off, right?
I think like in general the kind of new feeling for me was it's kind of the most like relaxed I think I felt putting music out. It's such like a stressful time, and I think I feel I guess I just feel good about what the album is and excited about kind of it being the time to start sharing it with people and
Yeah.
playing it loud and stuff like that. So yeah, I feel really good about it and relatively relaxed. I mean, obviously the couple of days before you still get like, am I
Yeah.
relaxed? But
Well,
yeah,
you
I
got a
think
song. I mean, as it was, shot to number one, that had to feel amazing. And we love playing it. So thank you for the
thank
great
you.
music.
Thank you.
We've got all these questions from fans, and since we only have 5 minutes, I'm gonna like rock through as many as I can. Most of them are about the music. None of them are super annoying. From my or personal, I guess is what annoying means. But when it comes to the album, Alice asked, "What if you had to like sum up the main difference between Fine Line and Harry's House? What would you say the main difference would be?"
I'd say the main difference is I'm making music from a better place. I think, making it from what feels like 0% of a place of fear, and just being excited about what you're making and feeling good about what you're making and feeling kind of happy with feeling like, if people don't like it, then my life isn't over. I think is just a really exciting place to make music from. So I'd say that's probably the biggest difference, I'd say.
Is there a song that you're looking most forward to performing? I know you already did Coachella.
I'm looking forward to playing Daylight a lot,
Okay.
because it's fun to play stuff like that, and I think it'll be a fun one live.
Amy asks, pancakes or waffles for Harry Styles?
Pancakes.
Wow, why?
No, I mean I like a waffle, but I feel like a good pancake is better than a good waffle.
I like waffles because they hold the syrup. You got the little
That makes
syrup
sense.
holders,
I
you
get it.
know?
Little cups.
Amy asked your before on stage ritual. What would that be?
My before on stage is probably like much calmer than you would think. So I'll warm up and then I'll kind of like stop talking after that. So then I might eat a little something and then it all gets like very quiet and zen backstage for me
Do you get
before a
nervous
show.
before you go on, or no?
I do, yeah. I think it depends what it is, but I think there's always a level of nerves, and I like to me and the band talk about it all the time of like making every show like it's the first and last every time, and I think when you're trying to give it so much all the time, I think you always want it to be the best show, so
All
there's
right.
always a little bit of nerves, but I enjoy it so much, so I also get kind of excited now as well.
We'll wrap with one more question. Favorite condiments? Do you have a favorite condiment?
I thought that was going to be a different question for a second. My favorite condiment, I would say, would have to be Branston pickle.
Oh, that's a
Yeah.
nice one.
Branston
Oh, wow. You
pickle.
wouldn't expect. Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
Explain for people that have never had it.
Branston pickle, I guess it's like a chutney. It's like an English chutney, but it's
Yeah.
very kind of nostalgic for me. I grew up on like cheese and pickle sandwiches. So
Yeah.
I'd say pickle, big fan of, the regulars like ketchup, barbecue sauce. But I
Yeah.
think Branston's pickle takes the meat for me.
Well, thanks for being a good sport. Thank you for the music.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your vibe. Just thanks for everything. We really do love you, and we love having you on the show.
Thank
it's been
you
an
so
honor.
Much.
It always is, Harry. Thanks
nice
for your
talking
time.
To you.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.